It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Laura Haskell. She is the drought coordinator for the Division of Water Resources, and we always like to get in touch with them. You know, we do it once or twice in the summertime, but then April 1st is usually where we kind of have an idea of what the snowpack situation was for the year that ended. We all know better than that. We've had a few more snow showers come, but we want to talk about where we're sitting right now, even as opposed to last year, and ways that you can get ready to, you know, kind of mitigate if you have issues around your home with the water that will be running, and we're going to have the water to do it this year. Plus, you know what, just because we had a great winter doesn't mean that we shouldn't still be water-wise. So, Laura, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
So let's kind of start off with the water year that was 2022-23.
It has been record-breaking. It's great news. After depleting all of our reservoirs and our water resources for 2 years, we're happy to have this water and lots of water.
And so let's get into it. The question that people are kind of curious, I know I am. I'm always curious when we talk in April. How did we do this year as opposed to last year?
Statewide, we exceeded all records of snowpack. We exceeded the kind of the modern records that we have where we have equipment. And then when they went out manually, check the snowpack, we've exceeded that as well. So any record that we have.
Any record that we have was broken.
Yes.
All right. And you said that we want to kind of focus just on our area and the San Rafael Basin and all of those things like that, because we're a little different than the rest of the state. So let's focus on the San Rafael Basin and give us some numbers and some totals out of the basin here.
Yeah, in the San Rafael area, it does peak just a little bit later, so usually around April 8th is when you'll kind of turn around and start to melt just a little bit. And there's currently more water in the snowpack than there ever has been for this day. In 1983, there was more water in the snowpack by the end of the year, but that didn't peak until about May 20th, which was a lot of the problem with the flooding was because it didn't start melting until so late, but then it just melted too quickly for anything to handle.
Yeah, and I was talking with a member of the Price City Council here about that, and we couldn't remember when it hit in downtown Salt Lake when it was a river going down State Street. And when I did a little bit of research on it, it was right around, I believe it was right around Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, around the state, it just melted so late in the year that once it started melting, it was hot. It was like a switch. It turned almost immediately, and we lost, you know, 24 inches of water out of the snowpack in a couple of weeks.
And we you know, we're, once again, we always talk about how we're glad for what we got this year. It's great that we got that, and we need to be prepared for that. So what are we looking at as far as water coming down, as far as, filling reservoirs back up, those kinds of things?
The ideal situation for it to melt would be to kind of melt a little bit, then cool off, melt a little bit, and cool off. That would be the ideal that we're hoping for. Schofield is currently at about 28% of capacity. Usually it's about 42% this time of year. And the models that we're looking at are predicting that we'll completely fill Schofield this year. So, you know, we're really glad to have that because it is so much lower, and we think we'll fill it.
And, you know, that was one of the things that you and I talked about one of the last times we talked, was the fact that, you know, we've had so many down years, we didn't know how many years it was going to take to get it back to where it needed to be. And lo and behold, it might happen this spring.
It might. Most of the reservoirs around the state, they're predicting will fill with this snowpack. So, you know, it's great news.
It is truly great news. And you know, we talk about that. We talk about reservoirs filling back up and being back to capacity and those kind of things. But that doesn't mean that we should slide back to where we were. It's always good, no matter what you're doing, to try and conserve as much as possible, isn't it?
It is. We are one of the driest states in the nation. And if we hadn't had those reservoirs the last couple of years, we would have been in a much worse situation than we were. We used all that stored water. So we want to keep that water stored there so that if we have another bad winter or a really hot summer, it's there for us.
And so we're going to start kind of letting that will be coming down in there. What are some things around, because people are going to start with their gardens and those kinds of things. Are there things outside that people could kind of do to conserve water as far as, and still have gardens, still have lawns, that stuff?
This is, because it's been so wet, if you're kind of thinking about, hey, you know, maybe I want to change out an area and I don't really use this grass, I'd like to put it in some nice plants with a drip, this would be a great year to do it, because you do have the water to start those new plants. You do have the water to have nice wet ground for those new plants that you're planting. So that would be a great year to do that.
So if you're thinking about making some changes around the house with gardens and that kind of stuff, this year's probably a pretty good year to do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. And then the other thing, before we kind of get out of here, what are some ways that people can kind of around their house? You know, there are quite a few people in our area that experience flooding, and we know that it's going to happen, and we try to mitigate it as much as possible. What are some ways that people can do that around their home to kind of safeguard themselves if that happens?
Well, anywhere that you're kind of collecting water, if you're by a canal, if you're by a stream, if you have one of those grates in your curb by your street, just make sure those are clean. Make sure there's not a bunch of leaves covering it or sticks in the canal and things like that. Those will plug things up and then the water can't go through as well. So make sure everything's clean and open and that the water can travel where it needs to. If you have a really high water table, like with a sump pump or something, make sure that that's cleared and working and test that out. Just kind of make sure everything's ready to go so you're ready for anything you might face.
And that's the other part of it, too, is, you know, when people think flooding and those kinds of things, a lot of times they think in people in more rural areas, but even in the cities and those kinds of things, make sure your gutters and that kind of stuff is clear as well, right?
Yes. If you have a high water table, that those basement areas can be a little bit susceptible. So make sure you're watching your window wells and things like that. Is they're clean? That you're paying attention to where water is around your house.
All right. And most importantly, if people are looking for more information about the Division of Water Resources, what do they need to do? Where can they go?
There is a great website, drought.utah.gov, has a ton of links about all kinds of water resources and can link you to anywhere else you want to go.
All right. Head on over there. Get you some resources, get some help, ask, and they'll answer some questions maybe you have. They'll all be right there. Laura Haskell, the drought coordinator for the Division of Water Resources for the state of Utah, thank you so much for taking out the time, and thanks for the good news.
Yes, it's great to share good news.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.